November 24, deep moving of the Spirit. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. John 14:16-17. God's people seem to be incapable of comprehending and appropriating this promise. They seem to think that only the scantiest showers of grace are to fall on the thirsty soul. They have not felt the need of reaching for the exalted privileges provided for them at infinite cost. It is not because of any restriction on God's part that the riches of his grace do not flow to men. If all were willing to receive, all would be filled with the Spirit. By resting content with small blessings, we disqualify ourselves for receiving the Spirit in its unlimited fullness. We are too easily satisfied with a ripple on the surface when it is our privilege to expect a deep moving of the Spirit of God. Expecting little, we receive little. The necessity of the Holy Spirit's working should be realized by all. Unless this Spirit is accepted and cherished as the representative of Christ, whose work it is to renew and sanctify the entire being, the momentous truths that have been entrusted to human beings will lose their power on the mind. It is not enough for us to have a knowledge of the truth. We are to walk and work in love, conforming our will to the will of God. Of those who do this, the Lord declares, I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. Hebrews 10:8-10. Thus divine relationship is renewed between God and man. I will be to them a God, he says, and they shall be to me a people. There is no attribute of my nature that I will not freely give in order that man may reveal my image. Are we seeking for his fullness, ever pressing toward the mark set before us, the perfection of his character? When the Lord's people reach this mark, they will be sealed in their foreheads. Filled with the Spirit, they will be complete in Christ, and the recording angel will declare, "It is finished."